He's a multimillionaire, like making bank, but he's not like celebrity status.
Oh, he's low key.
So he's like, yeah. So he's very low key, which is like so nice. And I feel
love
like
low
that's
key
like,
money.
Yeah.
That's my kind of man. That's my kind of man.
My kind
right
of man.
There.
Yeah.
Like, you make money, but you're quiet. Like,
yes,
you know,
you're
I love
quiet
that.
About it. You're not flashy, literally. No, so that's her. Bitchies, and welcome back to the Really Bitchy Podcast with your favorite bitchy host, Christina Harris. Guys, look at that. I got it right this time. No more Christina Marie. She died off, okay? We're going with Christina Harris now. Hope you guys got used to it, and if you didn't get used to it, then that sucks. Get used to it. Anyways, guys, let's get right into my Really Bitchy recap because what a fucking week, guys. Listen, I had a lot of shit go on like the past week and everything. You know, a lot of great things have been going on, happening, working, having a really great time, but there is one thing I need to talk to you guys about very specifically, okay? This past week, I've been doing a lot of really exciting planning for an upcoming project, okay? And I really wanted to start off this episode by sharing that with you guys, okay? I've been planning this little secret project for a bit now. You guys know I've been, like, putting out, like, little things here and there, like, Twitter, texting you guys, all that stuff, being like, guys, I'm working on something. Anyways, really excited to share with you guys today here on the Really Bitchy Podcast. Okay, so you guys, let's hop right into it. You guys already know about the Bitchy Hotline, which is, of course, my phone number. And if you guys are not already signed up, make sure to sign up for my text messages. I text you guys individually. I text you guys as a group. I text you guys all the time, every day, all day. My number is 1-917-540-3097. And I will repeat that at the end of this little promo thing that I'm doing right here. But anyways, yes, the Bitchy Hotline. It is my phone number. You could text me. We could talk. I could send you funny videos, all that fun stuff. So those of you that are a part of the Bitchy Hotline, great, glad you are. If you're not, like I said, sign up for it, because guys, we are taking the Bitchy Hotline to the next level. I want to introduce you, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Anyways, I want to introduce you guys to Bad Bitchies Only, okay? This is the project name that I've been working on, guys. Bad Bitchies Only. Isn't it so cute? And I know you guys are probably like, what the hell is Bad Bitchies Only? Guys, it is an exclusive texting club for you bitchies to be a part of, to get exclusive content from yours truly, from Miss Bitchy herself. And guess what? I'm going to go into detail literally right now about what you guys are going to receive when you join Bad Bitchies Only. So, joining Bad Bitchies Only, you're going to get Bitchy Apparel early access. You're going to get access to all the new Bitchy Apparel launches a day before anybody else gets access to it. So guess what? You guys have first access, first hands on the products before anybody else. It's going to be incredible. On top of that, you're also going to get discounts for Bitchy Apparel, ones that nobody else is going to get. You're getting exclusive discount codes to use on Bitchy Apparel. It's either going to be a thing where it's like, oh, you guys get a free promo code for the weekend that you guys could use for, you know, 20% off Bitchy Apparel. Or guess what? If everybody else is getting 10% off, you're going to get 20% off. It's going to be insane, okay? And then one more thing adding on to Bitchy Apparel, but definitely not the last thing of Bad Bitchies Only, is you guys are going to get a first look at all the Bitchy Apparel drops, okay? You're going to be the first one to know about any new Bitchy Apparel items that are coming out. You're going to see them before anybody else. I'm going to get your guys' opinions on things. It's going to be crazy. And then moving on to like other stuff that's going to be in Bad Bitchies Only, you guys are going to get a monthly favorites video on the 30th of every single month. You're going to get a 1 minute. You're going to get a 1 minute video from me showing off my favorite items of that month to you guys. It's going to be great. You're going to get exclusive monthly live streams. So live streams exclusively available to only people that are a part of Bad Bitchies Only. You're going to get weekly voice notes, which is basically me sending you voice notes weekly, give you your daily dose of motivation, positivity, badassness, whatever you want to do, make sure you stay in your bad bitchy energy. I'm going to keep you guys in that bad bitchy energy with these weekly voice notes. And of course, the cherry on top of everything is you are going to get exclusive video content. This is going to be a little bit of everything. You're going to get extra exclusive videos and content throughout the entire month, every single week minimum, just for being a part of the club. This could be random little YouTube, like thingy-mabobs, you know what I'm doing on YouTube. We're going to shorten it up, put in a little video for you guys, little outfit of the week videos, little things here and there. Long story short, exclusive video content that only you guys will be able to see and nobody else will. You're only getting it if you're going to become a part of Bad Bitches Only. I feel like I'm giving a Fabletics ad right now. This is so funny. You guys know when like I'm promoting, oh my God, I can't talk today. Sorry, guys. You know, I'm promoting Fabletics and I'm like, OMG, become a VIP member. That's literally this right now. You guys become a part of Bad Bitches Only. It's basically the VIP tier of the bitchy hotline. It's going to be epic. It's going to be amazing. So two questions that you guys are probably wondering, which is, how much is it? And how the hell can I sign up? Okay, we're going to answer that for you guys. So $9.99 a month, literally $10 a month, $9.99 a month. It's great. That's how much it is. And you guys could sign up starting on September 30th. So this episode is going up on September 28th. You guys are going to start to sign up on the 30th. And if you guys want to be a part of Bad Bitches Only, you need to text me and sign yourself up for my text in order to get the link to sign up for Bad Bitches Only before September 30th, okay? It's extremely exclusive, limited, so make sure you guys text me and sign yourselves up to get a chance to be a part of Bad Bitches Only, okay? On September 30th, those of you that texted me prior to the 30th, you're going to get a text message, okay? It's going to be all about what Bad Bitches Only is, and you're going to be able to sign up. So text me right now to be the first to sign up to become a part of Bad Bitches Only, okay? Once again, my number is 1-917-540-3097. My number is 1-917-540-3097. Or go to any of my social media. It is everywhere, okay? And unfortunately, guys, this is a U.S. and Canada only thing. However, listen, you guys are really clever. And I went on Twitter and I tweeted and I was like, hey, my international loves, like, what's the deal? Is there a loophole, you know, an app that maybe the international bitches can use? And a lot of people were saying to use Text Plus or Text Now. So if you guys are international, you want to be able to text me and you can't, I would suggest maybe trying Text Plus or Text Now. See if it works for you. Give it a try. But other than that, it is U.S. and Canada. Like I said, you know, sign up for it. I already been sending out some like teaser exclusive content to anybody that signed up for my texting right now. Like the other day, I sent out like a little funny video on the 21st night of September. You guys already know that was like a huge deal for me. I talked about it in the last podcast. But yeah, so if you want more content just like that one was, then become a part of Bad Bitches Only. It is going to be epic. So yeah, text me, sign up. September 30th, you're gonna get that text and it is going to be phenomenal. So that would be my really bitchy recap, guys. Way too excited about Bad Bitches Only. But guess what, guys? We have a guest today. I know. I haven't had a guest in like months on this show, but I do have a guest today, okay, from Rochester, New York, aka where I am actually at right now. I am in the middle of nowhere in Rochester, but I'm honestly kind of vibing with it. I've been going apple picking. It's quite the vibe. But anyways, this bitchy next to me moved to New York City 3 years ago to go to FIT, Fashion Institute Tech, which is where you guys know that I went to pursue a job in the fashion industry. And we actually met in a fashion journalism class that was literal hell, okay? We literally bonded over our god-awful professor. She was actually the devil in disguise. It was like not okay. Not okay, okay? If she's listening to this, stop talking about Vogue. Anyways, Hannah's losing her mind in the corner. Also, we have two lovely ladies in here. One that's the guest, and then we also have Hannah sitting in the corner just vibing with us. Anyways, so long story short, ever since we've been in this class in college bonding over our terrible professor, we've been the best of friends. So, you know, and she's the only girl that I would love to get pissed drunk off of mimosas with at 11 a.m. So anyways, my bitchies, let me intro you to my woman, Miss Lily Stewart.
Oh my God. Hey guys. I'm like way too excited about being on this podcast. So like here I am making my bitchy appearance. Love that for me.
How are you doing today, dude? What's going on?
I'm like especially amazing today. this is just like everything to be on this podcast. And like we're in Rochester, Christina upstate. We're having quite the weekend.
It has been great. We went apple picking. We did a little bit of hiking. Didn't know where we were going when we were hiking. Like,
so
actually
lost.
No idea.
Like, all the fall things, pumpkin patch pictures, the basic bitch things that we must do
in
the fall.
Yes, all the Instagrammable things we've done. had some pie. It's been great. But anyways, actually, guys, Lily, if you guys remember from my last episode of the Really Bitchy Podcast, I was telling you guys about a drunk story of how I literally blacked out at an Irish pub with Lily's mother. So this is the Lily.
No, it's absolutely true.
It's absolutely true.
You heard that correctly. My mother, not me. My mother.
Literally your mom. Shout out Sandy. We love her. Wonderful woman. But anyways, guys. Okay, so Lily's actually one of the most like intriguing friends that I have because she just does so many things. She does so much. Like,
oh my God,
we both
okay.
have like 1,000 things that we do at once. So give us, I want you to basically give the bitchies the rundown of like everything you do. Just go for it. Everything.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give you guys the rundown how I got here to this day. So basically I grew up in Rochester, New York, which is like 6 hours away from New York City by car. Moved there like 2.5 years ago for school. That only lasted 2 years. I had to get out of there.
Fine.
Love school. It's great for some people. Wasn't my move. You know what I mean? So I did that for 2 years. Got my associate's degree. That's how I met Christina.
Yes.
In a god-awful class, but that will be forgotten. Blocking that out of my memory.
Yes. the forgotten memory.
Yes. And then through FIT, just from going there, I was inspired by a lot of students to start doing wardrobe styling. So basically just worked in a boutique and styled random people who came in the store. And then my crazy ass just messaged a bunch of people on LinkedIn, probably like 150 stylists, and begging them to let me assist them. And then one finally let me. And that kind of led me to a lot of different opportunities in the editorial world. I worked with Vogue Hong Kong. I assisted lots of different celebrity stylists and just kind of networked my way through it. Totally starting from scratch. It really had nothing to do with school, so I didn't really need to go to school, which was money well spent. But
that's fine. We both, me and Lily, when I was like considering leaving FIT, Lily was like already like, yeah, I'm leaving. And I was like, Lily, like, you think I should leave FIT? And she's like, you definitely should not be asking me this because I will tell you yes.
Yeah, like it's the best school ever and I had the best experience, but just for what me and Christina do, just not totally necessary. But I'm glad I went. I met some amazing people, including Christina herself.
Yeah, we got an associate's degree too.
Yeah.
So it's like we got like something.
I got my
besties.
I got my degree. Like I got out of there and I'm good to go. So yeah, I got some really cool experiences and now I'm just a freelance stylist and I do content creation on Instagram and I'm just out here trying to make it, you know, just like the rest of us.
Exactly. So. Like I told you guys, an absolute hustler, as you should be. Like it's incredible in her 20s, literally just doing the damn thing, basically.
Doing the damn thing.
Yeah, but listen, we're gonna like literally, guys, we're gonna hop right into the freaking and there goes the iPad with all the notes on it for today's episode. We are literally recording this in one of Lily's childhood rooms on the floor. We have the mic literally next to us. We're literally like cheek to cheek recording this.
So professional. Like so professional.
Yeah, the mic stand is on top of like a random plastic bin. Like we're really roughing it out here, but it's all good. I brought like a gigantic suitcase coming here and our friend was like, why are you bringing such a huge suitcase? And I was like, I have my podcasting equipment. Like,
don't judge me, okay?
Yeah, don't judge, literally. But anyways, as I was saying, we're going to hop right into the tea because Lily has like a million stories because like, you know, being an assistant, working around celebrities and shit, like you have like the great ones and you have the terrible ones.
The tea. Yeah. I have the tea.
You have the great and you have the tea.
Yeah.
So basically, dude, I just want you to share any stories you could think of, good or bad, about your styling experiences, assisting, you know, just go for it. Let's hear it. Name drop or don't name drop, whatever you want to do.
Like, NDAs were signed, but sometimes they weren't. So sometimes you can get away with giving the tea, okay? So, like, I know what I can and can't say, all right?
It's okay. Here, you know, on the Really Bitchy Podcast, we're all just, like, a huge crew. Like, we got each other's backs. Nobody rat out Lily.
Don't
Thank
expose
you.
Me. Don't expose
Nobody
me, ladies.
Nobody expose Lily.
I will not appreciate that. Like, that would not be cute for me. Go so, for it. I don't know. Like, it all started, assisting this one stylist who did mostly editorial stuff. And then through her, I got a job with Vogue Hong Kong. So basically, I got to help assist style, like, whoever was on the cover that month. So, of course, like, whoever's on the cover of Vogue, it's usually someone pretty cool. So my first project was actually with Miss Rihanna, which shit my pants when I got that email. But yeah, that was pretty cool. And I was really expecting her to be a diva. But like, sis showed up with like blunt in hand, hotboxed the room. Like, we had maybe 100 different outfits for this queen. And she was so nice. Like, I have to say,
Miss literally
Riri is a queen, as you would expect.
As she should be.
As she should be.
As she deserves
just,
to
like,
be.
Blunt, always in hand. Like,
actually, like, such, like, a Rihanna power move.
Right, like, I mean, it's Rihanna, so it's okay. Like, you know, it's Rihanna.
Literally.
So that was pretty cool. Like, that was my first celebrity experience, and that was, like, really just throwing me in there because it was Rihanna.
That's,
so,
like, an actual, like, incredible first celebrity experience,
yeah,
though.
Like
you're just like, yeah, like, who's the first celebrity you worked with? Oh, Rihanna.
Right.
Like,
I was,
you
just
know,
like,
such
so
a fucking flex.
Not prepared. Like, I showed up in like a Forever 21 outfit, like just a broke bitch trying to make it. But there I was, like, dressing Rihanna. So I was like, maybe I'm doing something right. Like, I don't know. But
making
yeah.
it work, baby.
Yes.
Making it work.
Absolutely.
Right, do you have any like bad stories okay. that you could share?
I Let's do. See. Like, so through Vogue Hong Kong again, I got assigned to help with a cover with Miss Hailey Bieber, formerly,
oh,
you know, and his Hailey
shit.
Baldwin, who, you
oh,
know what?
Shit.
I am the kind of girl, like, I love pop culture. I love so many celebrities, but I've always had this weird thing with her. Like,
where you just, I don't know, you caught a vibe from her?
Caught a vibe.
Okay.
And you know what?
Okay.
I love Miss Selena, okay? I love her.
Yes.
So, you know, when Hailey came into Justin's life, I wasn't here for it. I didn't stand. Not my OTP. Wasn't here for it. So I just didn't really, wasn't excited to work with her.
I wasn't, like, you know what's funny is, like, I never used to, like, keep up with, like, celebrities and, like,
pop culture and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, like, their, like, dating lives and
right.
stuff. I just, like, I always knew, like, Justin was, like, dating Selena and then he started dating Hailey mm. or whatever. But, like, I was never, like, so invested, so, like, I don't really have an opinion.
I get very invested, Christina.
Really?
Like,
okay.
Like, my I live my happiness through, like, celebrity couples. It's, like, not normal.
Oh, no, that's incredible. That's actually incredible,
right.
though.
So, you know, when Selena and Justin broke up, it broke a part of me, and then he went for Hailey. Like,
you know what? Like, I mean, not change of topic, on topic, but also off topic. Who is your, like, current favorite celebrity couple?
Oh, my God, that's such,
like, who would you say? I don't even know who mine is.
Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds.
Who?
Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, Blake Lively,
okay,
Ryan
I
Reynolds.
I live
for Blake
and Ryan.
I live for them. By the way, guys, I mean, actually, I said this before. Hannah's, like, just in the corner of the room, just, like, do you want to, like, scream and be like,
hey, guys, just vibing.
Hopefully that picked up. But, yeah, she's just chilling in the room while we're recording this.
You know who I love? I like, am a huge Ariana Grande stan, okay?
Oh.
Love her. And, like, her and Mac Miller were my favorite ever.
Yes,
but
of course.
Her new boyfriend is so humbling for her. He's just a little...
Yes!
He's a little L.A. real estate agent. No one special,
no,
you know?
But I actually love that for her.
I love that for her.
Oh, my God. When I discovered that, because I remember I was talking to Michael, you know Michael?
Yes.
And we were talking about it, and he was like, yeah, like, she has this boyfriend. He's this, like, cute, like, humble little real estate agent. And I was like, oh, my God, I love that
humble.
For her.
He's, like, a multimillionaire.
A humble multimillionaire. You know what? If you're a multimillionaire and humble, that's actually incredible.
It's everything. Yeah.
Just, like, a few, like, a casual multimillionaire.
Yeah.
But, no. But actually, though, you know what it is? It's, like, he's a multimillionaire, like, making bank. But he's not, like, celebrity status.
Oh, he's low key.
So he's, like, yeah. So he's very low-key, which is, like, so nice. And
I
feel
love
like
low
that's,
key
like,
money.
Yeah.
That's my kind of man. That's my kind of man
right
there.
My kind of man, yeah.
Like, you make money, but you're quiet. Like,
yes,
you know,
you're
I love
quiet
that.
About it. You're not flashy, literally. No, so that's why I'm like, I feel like Ariana, like, she needed a man like that.
Absolutely.
She really needed a man
Pete
like
Davidson
that.
Pete Davidson was not it. I'll tell you that. He was not it. Like,
he, like, do you think he's cute?
Okay, unfortunately, I do. Like,
you do.
I'm so into, like, a stoner asshole.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, that's asshole. Just me, but it's not cute for Ariana Grande. She needs so much better than that.
No, like, I'm just, like, I'm, like, debating. You know what, like, made me kind of, because I was like, ah, like, I don't think he's that cute. But then I was on TikTok, and people were making, like those, like, fanfic edits of Pete Davidson, and I was like,
so now
okay,
we love.
Kind of cute.
Now we're in deep.
So
right.
He kind of cute now.
Yeah, he is kind of. I see the appeal for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, literally.
If
but
you're into that kind of guy.
What were you saying? Oh yes, worst celeb. Oh, yeah. Hailey Bieber. That's
you
right.
Know,
okay, go off.
Just,
go back to it.
She was gorgeous. It was on. You can look it up. Vogue Hong Kong. Hailey Bieber cover. It's gorgeous. Okay, she killed it. But like. She was just on her phone the whole time, I have to say. Like,
really?
Literally texting and FaceTiming away to, like, Sofia Richie and, like, Justin.
Yes.
Honestly. And it was just kind of cringe. Like, it was just kind of like, sis, you're on a Vogue cover. Get off your phone.
Yeah.
Like
you're literally,
I don't
like,
know.
This is, like, the most respectable position you
right.
could probably have.
Get
like,
off the phone, sis.
What are you doing on your phone? Yeah. Honestly, phones, like, it's so weird because, like, I'm in the social media field, so I'm on my phone, like, all the time. However, like... certain situations, you just need to get
put the phone
off.
Down.
Put the damn yeah. phone down.
Oh, like, I'm addicted to my phone, but like when I'm in a work environment, put the phone down.
Yeah, yeah. No. Like, oh my god, work environment or like, oh my god, no. My biggest pet peeve ever is dinner. Like if I'm sitting yeah. at like a nice restaurant with you eating dinner, and you're picking up your phone to check your Instagram 1,000 times during
right.
the dinner.
Instagram too,
like,
not
Instagram.
Even like a text.
Yeah.
yeah,
like not like oh, like your brother or your mom or someone texts you like check in. Like you're gonna go on Twitter and retweet stuff in the middle of this like
yeah,
fancy.
No.
Like no, I hate that. Oh my
yeah,
god, it's my
absolutely.
Biggest pet peeve.
So that
okay.
wasn't-
Yeah, so she was just like, she was just kind of like
yeah.
little standoffish,
yeah.
little rudish.
But she was the
okay.
only celebrity, I have to say, she was the only celebrity that I had a bad experience with. Like,
okay.
every other celebrity, like, I was always nervous because I'm like, oh, I love them so much, but what if I meet them and they kind of like.
And they're so bad.
Yeah, but I kind of knew she was not going to be great and
yeah.
she wasn't. So, but every other celebrity was incredible.
Wasn't there like something. Didn't she, like, make an apology not that long ago for, like, someone on TikTok saying that they, like, served her at a restaurant and she was,
yes.
like, really rude?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that goes around a lot about her. Like, that
yeah.
wasn't even the first time. Like, and that doesn't surprise me at
That's
all.
That's crazy. Yeah,
all.
Because you have, like, firsthand experience
yeah.
with it. That's fucking crazy. What else could we talk about? Okay, let's talk about your content creating, your styling. Because you're obviously, so she's been getting into, like, doing, like, IG reels, styling, outfit of the week stuff. Like, talk about that. Like,
right.
I want to hear, what is up with your content creation nowadays?
Yeah.
Personal stuff going on. Let's hear it.
So, 2020, my goal was kind of to go freelance. So, like, I loved working for Vogue and I loved assisting. But I kind of did it to learn, and I think I learned everything I needed to from that because it gets a little too intense and, like, you don't really have any control over the project when you're assisting, of course.
Yeah.
And I didn't care, you know, if I went from working for Vogue for then to working for, like, really small boutiques and stuff because I had total creative control, and that's what really
oh, yeah.
brings me my happiness.
Oh, I would go insane if I didn't have total creative control
yeah.
over my stuff. Like, especially, like... a big thing was when I was trying to find, like, a company to do bitchy for me. I was like, I need to have 1,000% creative control, 1,000%,
yeah.
like, control over the designs, like, all that stuff. Because, like, oh, my God, being a creative person, too, and, like, you just, oh, my God, that's, like, the worst thing in the world. That's why, like, I don't even know. I feel like so many people get, like, screwed over when they're such creative people, but they sign, like, certain, like, deals or
oh
contracts.
My God. Yeah.
And it just, like, screws them, and they just can't, like... oh my god, that's the worst thing
like
in the world.
Like Taylor Swift and like so many people
oh,
who have it
yeah,
at the
that whole
record
thing that happened.
Label.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just like it never ends up, even if you think it's gonna work in the beginning, like I thought, oh my god, Vogue, like
yeah.
that's insane. And I did it for a year and it was my biggest dream ever. And I was like, this isn't it.
Yeah,
like I rather work for myself making nothing and being
mm-hmm,
happy.
Being happy with what you're doing.
Yeah. So now I'm just so basically like I've turned my Instagram kind of into like a styling portfolio of the sort, just kind of like all my photos now really show off my style a bit more. So like if people want to book me to do I do like personal shopping. I can do like wardrobe clean outs for people. I can style clothes that you already have in your closet. So if people want to book me for that, like a virtual or in-person appointment, they can kind of look at my Instagram and see like, oh, this is her vibe. This is her style.
Yeah, like this is what she's going to do.
Yeah.
For me.
And like I'm very like girly mixed with street style. So I'll wear like a super girly top with a skirt and then like some big chunky sneakers. Like that's kind of my vibe.
Literally the other day, guys, she was wearing the freaking cutest outfit ever. It was like this like black flowy girly dress, but like with these like chunky combat boots and the Prada bag.
Oh,
and it was just like a look. And yeah, we love it. And oh my gosh, okay, we were at this like what was it? Like the farm thing we were at.
My
remember
gosh.
The woman was like,
literally,
oh my God, you look so
farm.
Urban.
Yeah,
like,
a farm in upstate New York. And this woman looks at me with like my Prada bag and giant black boots. And she's like, oh, you're not from here, are you? I'm like, well, originally,
actually,
yes, but I've been gone for a while now, as you can tell.
As you could see. She's like, oh my God, you look so urban.
Urban, I know.
And we're all like, keep your, we're like, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah,
well, thank
hilarious.
God. I don't want to look like I'm from here. So.
Yeah, I know. Like, literally, we all walk away. And we're like, did anybody else catch that she was like, you look urban? That was so funny.
So
she
funny.
Was like, we also, she was asking us what we all do for a living, and we all do such like random
yeah,
complex things.
Christina's
so
like, subscribe, I guess. Like, I don't know what
bitchy?
To tell you.
Yeah. I think if I were to tell her I had like a clothing line called Bitchy, she would have a heart attack.
Right. Like, people up here are like, what's a YouTuber? Like,
what
I don't know
is a YouTuber?
Is.
What do they do? Like, it was so funny. She was like, do you guys all work in the fashion industry? And I'm like, kind of. If I
very
choose.
Very complex.
Yeah, but okay, so you people can hire you to style, and then obviously you're making your own like Instagram reels and doing basically like little like outfit like put together videos.
Yeah,
like.
So I'll like go into stores like Zara, H&M stores that everyone shops at, and like I'll buy loads of stuff from their current stock and like style it all so that like if you want to go shopping at H&M, you know what's their best products in stock and like whatever right now. And then I've been doing content creation for like other people and brands too, so like people who are starting boutiques will send me like some of their clothes and I'll help like make some content. So I'm just starting with like small stuff right now, you know,
as you do. Like literally that was like all about like with when I was starting off doing all that stuff, it's like kind of like getting your name out, getting some reputability, building it up.
Totally.
And then like and then obviously, you know, as you build up, more opportunities arise for you over time, and that's how it is. But you're grinding it out. You're awesome. Everybody go make sure you follow her on Instagram. We'll promote it at the end too, but her Instagram is Lily Stewart, but there's two Y's in the Lily. So
Lily Stewart was taken, and like I don't know who this girl is,
so
but I'm gonna find you one day, sis, and like give it to me.
You know, fun fact, when I was making my YouTube channel, I tried to make it Beauty Chicky with a Y instead of the double E, and somehow the Y was taken.
Wait, but it all worked out.
It worked out because Bitchy, like every everything.
It's
Tina,
just better.
Like,
I think it's better too.
Oh my God, it looks so much cuter, and I'm so like, seriously, everything happens for a reason, guys.
It's better for like logos and stuff.
Yeah,
I feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, guys, now it is time to spill some tea. Let's talk about this week's social media shit. So I have three things that I think we should talk about. Of course, Lily is going to be a part of this. We're gonna talk some social media shit together. So first thing on the list that's going on social media, Zayn and Gigi Hadid had their baby.
Yes.
Their little baby, which they didn't say, like, the name.
We need the name.
The baby,
I need the name.
Yes, I believe it's a little girl. Yes, okay, so Gigi put on her Instagram, our girl joined us Earthside this weekend, and she's already, wow, I love that for me. My birth control alarm is going off in the middle of the episode. Anyways, guys, this is actually, I think this happened in my last episode, too.
Oh, my God.
No joke,
so
and I think you could hear it, and I think I said the same exact
Do you
thing.
Always record this late?
Yeah, I literally record my episodes. So my episodes go up at 3 a.m. And I don't know. I usually record them around midnight.
Oh my God.
Because I just like, I don't know. I prefer to do them at night.
She's a night
owl. I don't
know
why. Yeah. I just record them at night and then I edit them and get the whole thing up. But anyway, so yeah, she said, our girl joined us Earthside this weekend and she's already changed our world. So in love. And it is a photo of, I think that's Zayn's hand. And the baby's hand. And then Zayn on his Instagram also did the baby's hand.
So
also, could
cute.
We talk about how flawless his baby's nails are?
Why does the baby have a
manicure? Why does this baby have a manicure
in
this photo? But Zayn.
Because it's their child.
Literally. The baby's probably like already on the runway right
Comes
now.
Comes out French tip.
Yeah, French tip. So, like literally. So Zayn on Instagram put, our baby girl's here, healthy and beautiful. To try to put into words how I'm feeling right now would be an impossible task. The love I feel for this tiny human is beyond my understanding. Grateful to know her, proud to call her mine, and thankful for the life we have together. So cute!
Crying.
Yeah, literally. I can't believe they actually had a baby. But you know what? I feel so bad for them because, like, wasn't their, like, baby, like, announced before they even got to announce it?
Yeah,
it was, like, ruined
so
for
sad,
them,
and,
right?
Like, them of all people, like, Gigi's so sweet. So, like, that made me so sad.
Yeah, no, literally. So I put a little note on my thing, guys, when I was planning for this podcast, because I did not know this, because I tweeted out and I was like, does anybody know the baby girl's name yet? Because I was like, did they say a name? And I just can't find it anywhere. But no, there's literally, they didn't say the name, at least not to my knowledge right now. However, people were tweeting me back and saying ZG is their ship name. And I did not know this.
That's just what we're calling the baby because it doesn't have a name.
Yes.
Yeah.
The baby's name is ZG.
You know what? ZG will
someone's
be...
Someone's gonna listen to this and actually think that's the baby's name.
Literally.
But no, people were like, oh my God, yes, my fave couple is ZG. And I was like, what? Like, I was like, that's actually kind of like epic, though.
I need to know its name.
Yeah,
like,
I want to know the name.
This baby
I don't think
is
they
more
like,
beautiful and rich than I'll ever be already.
I know.
You know.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Baby, like, came out of the womb with $1 million in pocket. Like, I can't even. Let me see if I type in Z. I went to say Gigi. I said ZG.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Gigi Hadid baby. No, nobody said the name yet. These are all 4 days ago, 3 days ago, 2 days ago. Nobody, nope. Okay, I feel like it would have popped like right up. Okay, so baby's name is not released yet. We'll have to find out about that.
But
anyways, the next thing that I thought we could talk about is the fact that Zendaya won a Emmy award, which is crazy. And I have some screenshots to talk about that also. Yeah, okay, so this is AJ Plus. I have no idea what that is. It must be some media outlet. But on Twitter, they said Zendaya made history at the Emmys, becoming the youngest person to win Best Lead Actress in a Drama. The 24-year-old won her role as Rue in Euphoria, as she should. And she's also the second Black woman to ever receive that award after Viola Davis in 2015. We love that for her.
Yes,
Miss Thing. I'm also here for that. Like, can we talk about, Zendaya's Emmy looks literally on the screen right now. Like, this. You guys, the photo of her with, like, the updo,
she's
holding
everything.
The Emmy. Like, she looks flawless in both of these.
She's unreal. She's styled by Law Roach, who I actually assisted.
No
and
way.
We actually got to work with Zendaya on a perfume campaign, and she's a
dream. Oh, my
God,
what perfume?
I'm going to say it wrong, you guys. Bulgari? What's that, like, really?
Oh, but yes. I know. I can't say it
you
either.
You guys, this is
Bulgari?
Not, yeah.
Is that BV?
Yeah,
yes.
It's something like that.
Do you
that.
Guys know how to say it? Bulgari?
Yeah. How embarrassing.
I know. I so
know
embarrassing.
But
we went to fashion school. Why don't we know this?
No, but she's such a dream to work with. And her stylist, Law Roach, is the best of the best. Like, these looks were truly unreal.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, literally go on Twitter, type in Zendaya Emmy or something like that. Or she might have put it on her Instagram, honestly.
Yeah, I think she did.
Yeah,
she
we
did.
Could go check that out. I found them on Twitter, but let's see. Zendaya. Is it going to come up? Oh my gosh, yeah, literally. Her most recent Instagram post is her holding the Emmy, like, in this beautiful, like, polka dot skirt. Like, is that, like, snake print? No, that's mesh. Is it mesh?
It's like a mesh or sequin. I actually can't tell because of the reflection.
Yeah, I can't tell
Usually
either.
Usually I can tell
but
fabric.
But the top is gorgeous.
Unreal. Yeah, it's
like
hand-embroidered beads.
Yeah, oh
unreal.
My God.
Did you watch Euphoria?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's seriously like one of the best shows that's come out in a long time.
It has. I watched
it. It's a breath of fresh
air.
Yeah,
I watched it. My dad watched it. Mm-hmm. Like, I was actually considering recently rewatching
it. I need to rewatch
it. Because it's so
good. I need
to. You know what I just finished watching, which is like so random and like off topic from this, but now that we're talking about shows, have you watched Dave with Little Dicky on Hulu? Do you know what I'm talking? Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah. We have also, by the way, guys, like we said before, we have Hannah in the room. Her boyfriend Iman has now joined us. Wait, you gotta scream. Scream from across the room.
Iman just tried to plug his Instagram. I'm dead.
He did?
He's like, follow me.
I love that. Or earlier we were on swings and Iman jumped off the swing and ripped his pants and they were Lululemon and I was like, this is why we stand Fabletics.
Fabletics would
That's
never.
What you get, Iman.
2 for 24. Let's go.
2 for 24. Fabletics.com/beautychicky. But oh my god. Okay, Dave. It's on Hulu. It's a show about like. It's kind of has like the same vibe as like The Office,
oh.
But it's about like Little Dicky and like how he like came to be, but it's like hilarious.
Okay, because he's hilarious.
He's so funny.
Like,
literally, is he even a human being?
Like, are you real? Like, if you're out there, are you real?
Oh my god, you need to watch it. I watched it twice now. I just finished it the other day second time.
Okay, it's on the top of the list.
Yeah, like, so it's on Hulu.
And you need to watch Normal People.
I do need to watch it. I got the book.
Okay.
I still need to read the book. Remember, I texted you and I was like, oh, I'm at Strand right now. Oh my gosh.
I have strong feelings.
Okay. Is that it's a show, not a movie, right?
Yeah, it's a show on Hulu.
What is it on? It's on Hulu?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, now that I finished Dave, I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I have something to watch now. It's incredible. Okay, guys. Let's talk about the last thing that I have written down here on social media shit, because you guys know that we literally, oh my god, this pisses me off in every single episode. But you know, since we started the Really Bitchy Podcast, there's not been a fucking episode where we haven't talked about TikTok. In some way, shape, or form, which we're not talking about TikTok in itself. Like last week, we were talking about the TikTok ban. This week, we're talking about Miss Dixie D'Amelio exposing the fuck out of her ex-boyfriend. What's his name? Griffin Johnson or something like that.
I don't want to care, but I do. And I need to know all the details.
Exactly.
And I wish I didn't, but it's just the way I am. I can't
literally
help it.
So like I went on to TikTok the other day and like the first thing that came up was like a video. 6.3 million likes from Dixie. Literally this video has 6.3 million
she's like
likes.
Like, what?
I bet it's at even more now. Let's check TikTok. I wonder, I hope she didn't take it down. You know what's funny is I saw the video and I was afraid she was going to take it down before I could record this episode. And that's why I saved it. Because I was like, oh, this is some shit.
Yeah.
This is some social media shit. Like, let's see. Dixie D'Amelio. Oh my god, no, it's 46 million views and 7.9 million likes of her exposing
that
this guy.
Is insane.
I can't, guys. If you have not seen this video, you need to go onto Dixie's TikTok and watch it.
Like now.
It's actually incredible because I remember like maybe a month or so ago, there was rumors that like he cheated on her and everything, but it was like, I don't know, he was like trying to like say that he wasn't, and then they fought. I don't know. Dixie ended up like DMing some girl that claimed that like that Griffin was like cheating on it. I don't even know exactly what happened, but then all of a sudden, just she
now
went,
we have this.
Sis popped off.
Yeah.
She like
I love
like,
her for it so
no,
much.
Literally,
like if one of my friends did this, I would literally play it at my wedding.
Like some of these things that he said though are actually so cringy. Like I'm about to act up if you don't chill. Like literally like. As long as you send cute snaps, like, what is this one? I love bad bitches and they're hard to find. I think if a man DM'd me that and told me that, I would throw
How
up.
How old is he? Like high school or like?
Famous birthdays check.
Yes, let's go.
Let's see. Griffin Johnson age.
I feel like these are the Snapchat messages I got in like 10th grade from like boys.
Oh my
like,
God. He's 21.
Okay, that's humiliating.
That's really humiliating
that's
as a 21-year-old.
That's really not okay.
Like, oh my God. These are like so bad. Like. What is this? Wifey shit. Like, I thought we got rid of the word wifey.
And like, you're dating Dixie D'Amelio. Like, ride that out. Like, are you okay?
Like this one's so bad. This, like, random, like, girl. And he goes, I want to fuck you so bad.
Oh.
I mean, hang. Like, oh. Oop. And oop.
And I oop.
That's so,
and I oop.
Like, literally, like, oh, I guess. Oh my God. Okay, wait, did you see that? Where'd that go? Okay, this huge paragraph is him like apologizing to her, I guess, being like, I'm so sorry. What's your snap? Like, oh, these are like really bad.
Yeah, they're really.
This one is a little concerning. Send toes.
Oh.
I am single, by the way.
Oh my God.
See you in
this
LA.
This kid will never recover.
Like, oh no. From
I hope he never
roast,
does.
Like,
I hope he never
the
does.
Roast. I can't believe she kept it up too. Anyways, that was. Actually savage of her. There is absolutely zero chance in the world that Dixie D'Amelio is listening to this right now. But in the small 1% chance that someone sends this to her, you're a goddamn savage, girl. We love you. We stan you. Love. And you called him out, rightfully so, as you should.
Let me know if you want to chill. You're literally my kind of gal. You're my kind of gal.
Anytime you want to fly out to New York, we got you.
You're
we
in the bitchy gang. Everywhere.
Yes.
You're in the bitchy gang.
You're a part of it. You're part of the posse. Iman has been calling, like, me and all my friends, like, the bitchy posse, and it's actually been, like, the greatest thing in the world lately.
Like,
it's,
we'll get her the merch. Honestly, like,
yes.
Yeah.
You want bitchy merch? I got you. Like, no problem. The bitchy PR. Yeah. We're putting her on the bitchy PR.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Lily, I have a very important question to ask you. Are you good at giving advice?
Well, I'm good at giving it. I'm just not good at taking it. But
you know,
definitely good at giving it.
Biggest hypocrite. I'm the same exact way.
Absolutely.
I give, like, the most fire advice. Maybe not. I don't know. Sometimes. Debatable. Because you guys know that my advice is always probably some of the shittiest advice you will ever hear, which, by the way, brings us into shitty life advice with Christina. See how I did that little, you know, that was nice. Like, we have a live studio audience. Yeah. I'm really loving the support we're getting right now.
If you guys just hear some friends in the background.
Yeah, you just hear some
clapping.
That's
our live audience.
Like, it's incredible.
Got
but
a whole crowd.
Beautiful, nice little transition into shitty life advice with Christina. So you guys know the deal. Every week I tweet out what you guys, the listeners, want to hear some shitty life advice on. And then we, either me and guest, aka Lily, or just me, depending on the week that it is. Most of the weekends, I am alone. But we have Lily, so we're going to answer it. So, yeah. But anyways, this week's shitty life advice needing gal is Bella. And Bella said, oh, God. What? I just, like, knocked myself in the head with my Apple pencil. I was like, bonk.
Yeah, you, like, talk so manically. Like, blah, 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 blah. And so you, like, hit yourself,
like,
in the face.
Wait, but it just, like, popped up at the end. Like, I don't know. Wait, this might. I think I just discovered something. Wait. Oh, never mind. I thought I could use the end of the Apple pencil as an eraser.
I, like, knew that's what you're doing when you turned it.
I know. No, because
that's
it came
so
up
funny.
Like the end of the pencil.
Not
and
a real
I was
pencil.
Like,
not a real
I
pencil.
I was like, oh my God, does that work? Like, anyways. Yeah, okay. Advice needing gal is Bella. So she said, I just moved to college and it feels like I can't make friends that last longer than a couple weeks. And I'm getting really scared that I won't have these quote unquote lifelong friendships that everyone is talking about. So Bella, we're going to help you out. And right off the bat, I'm going to say it's bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay. We went to FIT, aka known as a pretty standoffish school, like everyone's
right.
kind of in their own world there.
It's
so
not
that's
like sororities or anything. Like,
yeah,
it's everyone's there. They're there for business. Like, we're there to get
exactly.
that money, honey.
Exactly.
Like, that
so
degree.
Like, yeah. So like that whole like making lifelong friends shit, like that was like not existent at FIT.
Absolutely.
In fact,
not.
I actually think I made like 80% of my city friends out of FIT, like after I graduated FIT.
Right, just like randomly. Like.
Yeah. So like, so she's like freaking out that she's not going to have like these lifelong friendships and her friends don't last longer than a couple weeks. Let me tell you something, girl. Like, if your friendships are lasting only a few weeks, they're not real friendships.
No, absolutely
like,
not.
You know, you could have like, you could have like your little flings with friends here and there, but like, you definitely shouldn't be scared that you're not gonna make like lifelong friendships. Cause honestly, like, I discovered that, like, I don't know. I feel like for like lifelong friends, a lot of people say that when they talk about like sororities. Like, oh my God, life, my like my sisters, like my lifelong sisters, and it's like 10 people from Kappa Delta Pi closet, like, who the hell knows?
That you
like,
had the chug 40 beers to be
yes,
friends with.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Right. Like, unreal. But honestly, like, not shit. You know what? If sorority life is your thing, go for it.
No, that's amazing.
I personally cannot. But
it's
honestly,
a matter of
like,
patience. You
yeah.
know?
I feel like, honestly, like, here's the thing. Only if you honestly have only, like, one or two, like, really good, solid friends. Mm-hmm. I've discovered, like, growing older, like, that's all you need.
Oh,
like,
more than that is exhausting to me. Like,
yeah.
I
you have some advice. Hannah's
you know
coming
what?
In.
Hannah really needs to pop in right now because she's got the tea on.
Yeah,
this.
Hannah has the
hey
advice.
Hey, guys, I'm Hannah. I'm, like, one of Christina's
yeah,
newest.
Yeah, here, get in there, Sienna.
Hey, guys. I'm, like, one of Christina's newest best friends. I get why you guys all love her. she's fantastic. Anyways.
Thank you so much for the hype.
I also went to FIT, and here's the thing. you're sometimes not going to meet people to be friends with that you're going to love. It's just the way it is. You just have to be patient. You'll eventually meet your people. In the meantime, girl, love hanging out with yourself. Like, enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
Don't worry about it. You'll make those lifelong friends. Just don't.
Yeah, as I was saying, like, literally, like, before, like I said, the majority, she's like, all right, I'm out, that's all. She comes in, gives her, like, 2 cents, and she's like, okay, I'm done. Gives, like, the most wonderful, empowering 2 cents, and then dips. Literally, but, like I was saying, like, I made the majority of my close friends after I graduated college, which is, like, crazy. Like, me and Lily, honestly, we were not, like, really best friends, like, close friends up until, like, what, like, June? Like, almost a year after graduating. Yeah. Like,
totally.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I wouldn't worry so much about, like, not, you know, being in college. Also, not to mention, you said, this girl Bella said, I just, like, started college.
Yeah.
Like, your freshman year of college, like, you have so much time.
Right.
Like,
I met Hannah. Hannah was my, I moved to New York City. I didn't know one person. And I met Hannah, like, a month after I moved. And she was my only friend for over a year. Yeah, it was love at first sight. We fell madly in love. She was my only friend for over a year. And even, like, she left to go back home to California a lot. So I was all alone. And that was really hard. And I kept going through different friend groups. But that patience, like, everyone told me, like, oh, be patient, you'll meet friends, and you don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But it really does happen. And I've been living there for 2.5 years. And just this summer, I felt like, was the first summer I had a real group of friends.
Like, a real group of friends. Like,
and that took almost 3 years. Uh-huh. But you use the time to just, like, you know, you have all this extra time because you don't have a social life. Use it to work on yourself, you know? That's what
that
I did.
That is so funny, though.
But it's absolutely true.
You have so much time because you don't have a social life.
Yeah. But, like, you...
But actually, though, no, absolutely. And honestly,
I just worked, like, 2 jobs, and I worked out all the time. Like,
no, literally,
you know?
I'm, like, a person that, like, I really, like... Weren't we talking about this before? We were talking about apartments in the car, and we're, like, we're people that, like, really value, like, our alone time.
Absolutely.
You know? Like, you could have, like, your friendships and everything and do all that, and you also have your alone time, but, like... You know, as we were saying, basically wrapping like this up, like, you're going to make friends. It's going to be over time. Bella, for you specifically, you literally said that you just moved to college. So, like, give it some time. Get comfortable. Eventually, you're going to meet people in, like, the strangest or, like, the best ways possible. Sorry, I'm, like, about to yawn.
Yeah,
God,
just, like,
it's getting late. Tired. But, yeah, no, like.
Such
you,
random ways.
Yeah,
like,
you're
in a,
like,
coffee shop. You never
exactly.
know.
Exactly. Like, you just, like, you never know how you're going to meet people. Like, some of, like, my absolute best friends I've met in, like, the most random, like, occasions.
I met,
like,
Sammy on the subway. I met my boyfriend on the subway.
Yeah. Like, literally.
What?
Like, her little Irish boyfriend. Yes, exactly.
Like, my Niall Horan fantasy is happening.
No, like, actually. It's happening. Like, literally, I remember, like, before I met Sammy for, like, the first time, I was talking to Jeff or Kay, and they were like, no, I was talking to Allie. And
oh, our
Allie's like,
Allie. Shout
Allie's,
out Allie.
Yes, shout out Allie. She was like, oh my God, you're going to love Sammy, and you're going to love his accent even more. And then I see him, and he's like, oh my God, what is up?
Jolly good to meet you, Christina.
Like, wow, like, you're actually incredible right now. But yeah, like, literally, like, shit, she met him on the subway.
Yeah.
Like, who the hell knows? Also, like, friends of friends. That's how I met so many of my friends, is friends of friends. Me and Lily, obviously, we met in a class. We met in our fashion journalism class because we were bonding over how terrible the class was.
Yes.
Like, you know, so you're going to meet friends in so many different ways. Don't freak out. You just started college.
Yeah,
you
I'm
know.
Excited for you, Bella. You're just beginning, okay, girl? Like,
yeah,
don't
literally.
Stress.
Like, you're just beginning your life. Like, college is going to be, it's, you know, some of the greatest years, people say. Honestly, in general, like, because you're going to college, you're either, like, 18 or, like, you're going into your 20s. You're going to thrive in your 20s. You're going to thrive. You're going to make friends. It's going to be incredible.
Thrive.
So, like, no stress, girl. No stress. A huge thank you to Lily for being here today. If you guys want to go and follow her, feel free to check her out. Like we said, at Lily Stewart. There is a double Y in there. So L-I-L double Y Stewart. If you don't know how to spell Stewart, yeah, I mean, you should. It's
oh,
one of the most.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Figure it out. No. I'll put it in the episode description. So, but honestly, guys, check my Instagram stories. You'll see her on there all the time.
Yeah,
but
we be chilling.
Yes, we exactly. Chillin'. We do be chilling. She literally just moved, like, so close to me in the city. It's actually been incredible.
Incredible.
Like, incredible. But also, make sure to go follow at Bitchy Podcast for updates, such as new episodes. And I post cute quotes and just, like, stupid shit all the time. We absolutely love it. And like I said, guys, at the beginning of the episode, you don't forget, bad bitches only. You have 2 days to sign up for my text messages to get to be in the loop to sign up for bad bitches only. So make sure to text me. Once again, my number is 1-917-540-3097. That is 1-917-540-3097. I know I'm like waving my Apple Watch and my Pencil. I'm waving in the air like a wand, repeating my number. But the number will also be in the episode description anyways, or go to my social media and click contact, click text, and shoot me a text message. But thank you guys so, so much to all my lovely bitches for tuning in, and I will see you guys in the next episode. So have a great week, guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Christina. Love you.
Yes. Yes.